You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. With wildfires burning up and down the state, a new plan for the area near Fraser Park is drawing attention from a number of groups. It calls for thinning trees in the Los Padres National Forest near Mount Pinos, and it has some people concerned. Here to tell us more is John Cox of the Bakersfield Californian, not to be confused with the gubernatorial candidate of the same name. John, welcome.
Thank you very much, Joe.
So what exactly is being proposed here by the U.S. Forest Service? Certainly a lot of our listeners live in the Fraser Park area, and I know they're interested in what's going on. What is the current proposal?
There are a pair of proposals very close to each other. One is on Tocuyo Mountain. This is the area that divides the Central Valley from the Fraser Park area, sort of the cusp of Southern California itself. And then there is one that is actually in Cutty Valley, which is just a little bit south of the ridge, extending from about the Mount Pinos area toward closer to Lebec. Total, we are looking at 2,800 acres, and the elevation ranges from about 3,000 to 6,000 feet.
And they're calling for essentially logging in this area. Is this an overgrown section of forest? What's the condition of the area presently?
The situation is that there's a more heavily dense forest there than there has been historically. There are between 400 and 500 trees per acre, whereas the Los Padres National Forest, run by the U.S. Forest Service, says historically it should be closer to 90 trees per acre. So it's about five times overgrown, according to the Los Padres estimates.
Now, this wasn't far from the area that was burned last year in the Thomas Fire. Is that correct?
Well, Ventura County, which is mostly where, I guess in Santa Barbara County, where the Thomas Fire was, this is closer sort of inward. If you went straight west, I think that you would have hit the Thomas Fire. It so happens I live in Fraser Park, and I did not see much more than, you know, sort of the haze of smoke. It wasn't so close. But again, the idea here is to, well, reduce the threat of wildfire there. The contention of the National Forest is that many years of fire suppression effort have led to this more volatile situation where you've got a lot of underbrush and you've got a dense amount of trees. If they can scale that back, then there'll be less chance of a fire there. Of course, not everyone agrees that that's really the best way to go.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a second. You live in Fraser Park. What's the overall mood and concern in the community right now, not specifically about this proposal, but this concern about wildfire in general, given what we're seeing across the state this year so far?
We feel pretty happy that there isn't a wildfire in the area. It is constantly on our minds. We in these mountain communities do have to watch our weeds and cut them back every year, and there's a deadline and a penalty for not doing so. At the same time, there is generally, I would have to say, a prevailing skepticism about any proposals to change our forests or any sort of development or changes, perhaps that's the nature of the area, but overall people are going to take a close look at something like this.
Do people who thus drive through on the Grapevine have an idea of what the Fraser Park area is like? We're talking about, you know, elevations up to nearly 6,000 feet in some cases. We're getting into really forested area.
Indeed, I would say that people recognize the Fraser Park area more in the winter time when there's snow. When we do get a storm coming through in the winter, thousands of people come up from the Los Angeles area, but probably some from the Bakersfield area too. But we get far less, fewer visitors, that is, in the summertime, though there is, I can attest, a lot of nice hiking up there. They're not the large bodies of water that might be attracted to, that might bring in people to the Lake Isabella area. So more associated with, I would say, snow time than summertime fun.
So let's get into some of the concerns here. There are some groups already sounding alarms with this new proposal. What are their big issues with it?
One thing they say is it's not necessary, but I'll get into why they say that in a minute. They're concerned that this is going to disrupt the endangered and at-risk species up there. This would include the California condor, California spotted owl, and some others. I believe there's actually a blue-winged butterfly that lives up there. I believe it's named after Tocuya Mountain. So there are concerns that many changes here will hurt blossoming of these creatures up there. The California condor in particular has been cited as being endangered by this. On the other hand, of course, the National Forest says that we have these birds largely collared. We know where they are, but it's true that this is historically a roosting area for those condors, and therefore it does raise some questions. Another concern of these groups is that there has not been nearly the amount of scrutiny of this proposal as there would be had it gone a different direction. The environmental analysis was, by forest standards, minimal. It was deemed that this does not rise to the level of a full environmental assessment, which is the opposite contention of these environmental groups, the Center for Biological Diversity and Los Padres Forest Watch. They want a more rigorous review of how these two plans would affect the forest, would affect the animals who live there. They also, as I mentioned, don't see this as necessary. The argument has been that a better way to defend these areas is not to just cut down so many trees, but in fact create what's known as a defensible space, which is closer to the residents. So you would sort of clear the area around your home, but you wouldn't worry so much about what's in the hills behind your home. So this is just sort of a difference in opinion on how best to take care of these wildfires. That do you actually actively go out and cut down lots of trees to rectify many years of, some people would say, wrong-headed fire suppression efforts? Or do you let those forests grow as they would and instead protect your own home? Recall that part of the issue here is the drought, which has weakened the area. There's been bark beetle infestation like so many places in Southern California. So there is a bit of a difference in philosophy on how to protect the Golden State from wildfire.
How recent is this proposal? Is it something that originated in the Trump administration's tenure leading the Forest Service, or does this date back further into the Obama administration?
I'm not sure when the idea first surfaced, but it was officially proposed in the middle of March of this year. If it is finally approved, it could take effect sometime next year. By the way, you did mention the logging as a proposal. There is some difference of opinion whether these trees even have any commercial value. When I go out hiking, I certainly see a lot of downed trees that never get picked up, and they sort of lie there indefinitely. Speaking with a representative of the U.S. Forest Service last week, he said it is unclear whether any company would want to spend the resources to go into this area with no real roads, any paved roads anyway, and then remove these large trees and many of them, and then haul them all the way down to the nearest paper mill, which is apparently in Porterville. Could it be done? Sure, but what does it make sense from a cost and revenue perspective? Possibly not. So it would be hard to call this a logging proposal in the commercial sense, but certainly cutting down trees is part of what we're talking about.
So what's the next step? Where does this go from here?
The Forest Service is conducting or finalizing some studies by what it calls specialists, and once they get done with those and assess where they're at, there would be a decision whether to go forward with a more full environmental assessment or whether to just go forward with cutting them down, I think it's very likely that one or both of those environmental type of organizations would try to intervene and insist that there be a broader environmental assessment. If that happens, that would really slow the process down because these are expensive and time-consuming efforts.
John Cox, business editor of the Bakersfield Californian, joining us today to talk about a new proposal from the Forest Service to thin out the Los Padres National Forest near the communities of Fraser Park and other mountain communities up there where some of our southernmost listeners tune into Valley Public Radio. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
You got it, Joe. Thank you.